All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-2573. And we have an awesome show coming up for you guys on this January 23rd, 2025 on Free Voices. We have some awesome music coming in for you guys. We have Tina S. and we have Kamikaze. We have Guns N' Roses. We have Kin Buffalo and also Young Blood Super Cult if we have enough time. And we welcome our guests from all over the world for tuning in and listening to us. We welcome you from England, Germany, Switzerland, Sweden, Norway, Spain, India, Egypt, Africa, Ukraine, Russia, Japan, China, Philippines, South America, North America, New Zealand, Australia, all across Canada and all across the United States. Welcome to our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and just making this world a better place. We have a great show, and it's our subject is going to be on inspiration. So stay tuned for that. We also have our guests coming in from Wegedesk, one of our co-hosts. We have President of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. We have Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkina, BC. And we're going to start off this program with some great music from Tina S. Very lively and energetic music. And this is her song. It's a cover song of Ludwig van Beethoven. And the song is Moonlight Sonata. So we're going to have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. That was awesome. Welcome to our Free Voices and our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, and Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice. And we have with us our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people, and we'd love to get this show started right, and we'd love to ask you to please and thank you lead us through some deep breaths, and thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Chief, and thanks to you, everybody at the studio, and our listeners from around the world. I'm so excited to do these deep breaths with you. So as we prepare for them, we're going to go in through the nose and out through the mouth and relax our shoulders, our jaw. You just want your body to really be relaxed and at peace. So why don't we get to it? 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. Two more. Thank you, air. One more. Super awesome, bro.
Man, that's so refreshing, man. Just getting that oxygen into the lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, and getting us ready for a super awesome subject, which our subject is on inspiration. And would love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely, Chief. Another uplifting topic. I love having these conversations with you because it's so important for us to remember stuff and to canvas it, because in this world, if you don't use it, you lose it. So even having this conversation is an inspiration. But I think the most important part about the word inspiration is the first two letters, in. And in what? In you, in the individual that is wanting to be inspired, that is being inspired. And I think the best inspiration is gratitude. When we are grateful for anything, we become more attached to it. We become more connected to it. And so I think it's really important that, say, we want a little more inspiration for something that we want to achieve. I think it's really important for us to be grateful for that thing and grateful for the hard work and the dedication and the focus on that thing. To me, gratitude is probably one of the largest sources of inspiration, other than the reward, of course. You know, when we get the reward for the things that we've been working at, that's always an easy inspiration. But sometimes, and often, if the reward is much bigger, then the work and the focus and the time and energy might be a lot bigger too. And so it's a little more difficult to fulfill. And so being inspired and being grateful, being appreciative, being kind, all of the good things that we preach on this radio show and in our daily lives are all real important parts of inspiration in my book. But how about you, Chief? What are you saying about inspiration today?
Well, I've been, much like you're talking about, being grateful. And, you know, I'm just so inspired by a lot of our co-hosts that come on here, and some that haven't even come on, like my niece Gemden. You know, she's fighting through some pretty hard neurological diseases and stuff, and so she's a real inspiration just for being able to survive the afflictions that she's done. Also my brother with his Guillain-Barré syndrome, and my other niece, Sensei Lily. You know, she's achieved a lot in her young life to be a black belt in karate. And yourself, just for all the wonderful stuff you do on, you know, providing a lot of protection for the youth in the high diving community. And just your struggle through the court system and fighting for your rights and the rights of others. these kind of things are so inspiring and so special, and I'm just so proud of all of you, and it really fills me with a lot of energy just to remember and talk about these people and yourself and other achievers that we've had on our program. They fill me with positivity and just a wish to like spread it to the world. And we have listeners all over the world, and we know that they're being affected, and being able to look forward to something so positive and uplifting. And that's what we want to provide here at CJSF. And that's what I like to look towards my inspiration. And of course, there's the other things, just like music, the wonderful music that we're able to share with each other, and mix it together with our beautiful subjects. And these kind of things are very important in the lives of many people all over the world. And it's just a blessing to be a part of that. And that's what I...
Thanks, bro. You're a huge inspiration. I really appreciate you. Every Thursday, manning the controls there at the studio. And I look forward to our talks every Thursday.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your special, wonderful words.
Hello, hello?
Are you there? Can you hear us? All right. Well, don't think we got any more connection with him. I know he's out in a remote area, so we thank him for joining us and giving us some of those special words. It's always empowering and just a real special time to spend with him. So we're going to carry on with our program, and coming up next, we're going to be speaking with our president of Minnetonka Park Association. And we're going to play a song from Kamikaze and their song called Helios Hyperion. And stay tuned. This is going to be trippy. Thank you for all for joining us. Bye for now. Yeah. Omakase and their song Helios Hyperion. And yeah, very inspiring for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And we have on the line with us, we have our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And we'll just let them Hello. Play in the background there.
Yeah. Welcome, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here and a privilege, and I'm loving this topic.
Yeah. Yeah, our subject is on inspiration. And so we'd love to hear your words on that.
Well, I am feeling very inspired about the topic. it's interesting because the word actually, Wegedusk was talking earlier about in, you know, the word in, the beginning of the word of inspire. And actually it comes from a meaning of breathe into or blow into, having divine or supernatural origins, like referencing the divine or supernatural. And so for me, I think of it having a spiritual nature to it, too, a spiritual element to it. And I love that Wegedusk was talking about gratitude, and you were talking about music as elements that, you know, relate to all of what we're talking about. I couldn't help but think back last night on, I don't know if you saw the sunset, but it was a spectacular sunset last night.
Oh man, it lasted forever too.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's so easy to miss it because really, you know, it starts out gentle and slow and then it, you know, gets more and more intense. And then before you know it, night is here. And I took the time yesterday and I posted it on Facebook and on my little social medias. And it was just like, we really need to be reminded of all the powerful elements that nature provides as well, you know, and how that connects to our spiritual roots, whether we practice in a more formalized way or whatever, is that there's this whole interconnected piece related to nature and all the beauty. And at this point in time, sunsets are still free. Hopefully it'll never be charged for looking at a sunset, right? So it's accessible to everybody pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just think of the beauty and the gratitude for this gorgeous, gorgeous artwork that is available to us through nature. I can think of music that would go with that beautiful sunset too. Very inspiring. The other thing I was thinking about is, when I'm in an inspired state, I don't know about everybody out there or yourself, but I find that I feel very expanded and light, like almost like a, not a helium balloon, but almost like with direction, but it's, there's a lightness to it, or an energy that's an ease with the energy of whatever I'm heading towards. It's not arduous and hard in that inspired state. Almost like the wind underneath a bird's wings. Like there's an ease that comes with inspiration.
Mm.
And that was another thing. And I'd love to hear more from you too, because you were talking about music being an aspect of inspiration. And I too can find music as a very, as a beautiful way. And then I think on the human side, I think of Counselor Fari.
Hmm. Yes.
Like mentor, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of relates to that last song that I played from Komakaze and their song Helios Hyperion. It puts you in a very psychedelic mood, and it's like like you're able to travel in your mind, in your soul, your spirit, and it just brings you to levels where you couldn't get to otherwise. When it's like,
exactly,
you know, sometimes when it's just too dead quiet, you know, it's just like an emptiness. And when we can fill that emptiness with some beautiful music that comes out of the universe and just brings us to the realms of basically ecstasy and amazing visions that we wouldn't be able to experience without with otherwise. Just like this beautiful sunset, you know, it just like sets the mood. It just like brings you into like a trance when you're just enjoying nature, enjoying.